My children dear, mark well my words, and keep my precepts well. Consider daily in your minds the words which I shall tell. The gain is great which shall ensue. Good counsel doth direct their ways and actions for the best, that do not it neglect. First worship God above all things, vain swearing see you shun. Hear much, but see you little say, thereby much good is won. Speak thou no ill of any man, speak thou no ill of any man. Tend well thy own affairs, bridle thy wrath and anger so that thereof comes no cares. Be mild and gentle in thy speech, both unto man and child. Refuse not good and lawful gains with words, be not beguiled. Forget not any good turn done, and help thy neighbor's need. Commit no ill in any case, the hungry see thou feed. Cast no man in the teeth with that which thou for him hast done. Remember flesh is fond and frail, and hatred see thou shun. Leave wicked things, then no mishap shall thee to trouble bring. Crave no preferment of the Lord, nor honor of the King. Boast not thyself before God's sight, who knows thy heart alway. Offend not thou the multitude, faint not when thou dost pray. Scorn not a man in misery, esteem not tattling tales. Consider reason is exiled when as a drunkard rails. Use not thy lips to loathsome lies, by craft increase no wealth. And strive not with a mighty man, with temperance nourish health. Look that thou order well thy words, leave not thy friend for gold. Trust not too much before thou try, in venturing be not bold. In God repose thy strength and stay, with tongue extol his praise. Honor thy parents and the Lord, he will prolong thy days. He that his father honor doth, God will forgive his sin. He that his mother loves is like one that doth favor win. A child obedient to the Lord, his mother comfort shall. The father's blessing stays the house, his curse doth make it fall. A wise child makes the father glad, fools do their mother grieve, and shame shall come to such as do their parents not relieve. He that his mother doth defy shall come to naught and worse. The raven shall pick out their eyes that do their parents curse. From needy men turn not thy face, let not thy right hand know what thou dost with thy left hand give, or on the poor bestow. They that upon the poor bestow, unto the Lord do lend, and God unto such men again a thousandfold will send. As water doth the fire quench, whose fury great doth grow, even so shall mercy quench their sins, the which to mercy show. Hear thou God's word with earnest care, with wisdom answer make. Be thou not moved with every wind, such course do sinners take. Thy talk will shew thy fame or shame, fools oft themselves annoy. Trust not thy own will overmuch, for that may thee destroy. They that the living God do fear, a faithful friend shall find. A true friend is a jewel rare, and comfort to the mind. Hear sermons that good sentences thou mayst conceive aright. In God's commandments exercise thyself both day and night. Think on the pain thy mother had in bringing thee to life. Fear God, who knows thy secret thoughts, and look thou make no strife. Visit the sick with carefulness, the prisoner's grief consider. Show pity to the fatherless, and God will thee deliver. Help still to right the widow's wrong, remember still thine end, so thou shalt never do amiss, nor will not a reconciled friend, more than an open foe. Who toucheth pitch shall be defiled. Take heed thou do not so. Take not a wife that wanton is, and full of shameful words. The flattering of a harlot is at length more sharp than swords. Cast not thy love on such a one, whose looks can thee allure. In every face where beauty is, the heart's not always pure. A woman fair and undiscreet is like a ring of gold, the which in a swine's snout is set, unseemly to behold. The malice of lewd women shun, for they will thee destroy. Hate her that doth on every man set her delight and joy. From others let thy praise proceed, boast not thyself in aught, nor do not hear a flattering tongue, thereby much ill is wrought. The child that doth his parents rob, and counteth it no sin, a vile destroyer he's deemed, and shall no favor win. Correction bringeth wisdom sound, fools hate good counsel still. The child doth shame his mother much, that's led to have his will. The good man's path shines as the light that beautifies the day. The wicked know not where they walk, for darkness is their way. Put far from thee a forward mouth, a slanderous tongue is ill. And do not thou an envious mind in any wise fulfill. A harlot brings a man to beg, in her is found no truth. In gladness therefore live and die, with the wife of thy youth. Much babbling breedeth great offense, he that speaks least is wise. God's blessing only makes men rich, from thence all joys arise. Better is little fearing God than bags of gold got ill. And better is one bit of bread than a fat ox with ill will. Who works no warning, hates his lot. True age worship aright. A patient man far better is than one endued with might. Man's credit comes by doing good. A humble mind indeed is better than a liar proud, from whence vain brags proceed. By this, dear children, you may learn how to direct your ways to God, to prince, to commonwealth, where on your welfare stays. Print well in your remembrance the lessons I have shown. Then you shall live in happy state.